Against Alaska.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu. Several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Habanero's Margarita Monday through Saturday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, including other great drink specials, along with $1 off your favorite appetizers, along with their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Don't forget to celebrate your birthday at Habanero's with a complimentary meal. Some restrictions apply. Ask your server for details.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home to me.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
All right, so game time 7:07, both Friday and Saturday night for Michigan Tech against Fairbanks, and we have played them earlier in the season. We'll talk more about that, but there are some promotions coming up this weekend too. Now, season ticket holder appreciation night is going to be Friday, and we'll have free general admission hockey ticket coming up on March 4th, game against Northern Michigan. You can pick up at the CTO during the game on Friday, right? Let me just make sure I got my dates right here. Yeah, on Friday. So during the game on Friday, season ticket holder appreciation night, season ticket holders can pick up a free general admission ticket that they can give to a family member or whoever. And concessions, there'll be free popcorn for the season ticket holders too. Plus, it says here you must pick up popcorn coupon from the central ticket office at the time you walk in. So do that. And also at University Images, 25% off purchases for season ticket holders. So really a nice thing that they do there. We did this last year too, I think, and kind of a cool thing there. And also on Saturday night, Coach, the Sky West Chuck-a-Puck night, $5 Chuck-a-Puck for a chance to win two round-trip airline tickets from CMX from the airport to Chicago. So that's pretty neat too.
Well, it's pretty good. $5 for two airline tickets. So that's I'm not a huge gambler, but that's a pretty good idea if you got a good arm, or maybe if you don't have a good arm, just grab a couple of those pucks and have at her. So, but big games, obviously for us. I mean, you know, we still have a chance for the McNaughton Cup. We're still in the hunt for first place. 2 points out of first place right now. So with 4 games left, so there's a lot going on. Similar to last year, where it's going to come down to it could come down to that last game for us, but we've got to take care of business. We've got the 3 home games here. Our home rink has been real good lately to us. We played much better the second half at home, and part of that's the fans. I mean, the fans really can give your team that spark or that energy that you do need, and we appreciate all the support we're getting. So I just encourage everybody to come out and see this team. There's not many opportunities left to watch some of these guys. You know, come on out and especially pay tribute to the seniors, encourage them. You know, CJ Ike and obviously Alex Patan, Malcolm Gould, Jamie Phillips, Walker Highland, Jimmy Davis, Max Vallis, Patty Anderson. I mean, we've got a real good group there of seniors who've done a great job for us. So come on out and see them. Come on out and see the team. These are going to be big games. So, and we need all the support we can get.
We went 3-1, 4-1, I think, up in Fairbanks.
Yeah,
we only
did.
Gave up 2 goals in that weekend, which was great defensive effort by the Huskies. And, Coach Dallas Ferguson's team played well this weekend, helping us a little bit, beating the Falcons.
Well, they did. They beat Bowling Green. And I think that goes to show each and every night you got to play. The weekend before, Minnesota State went down to Alabama Huntsford, his last place, and gave up 2 points. So, I mean, there's no gimmies. There's no gimmies. You have to go out and you have to play and you have to earn the points. And I know Alaska's coming in here. They're fighting for their playoff lives. They're fighting just to get in the playoffs. I mean, they want to get in there to give themselves a chance. So they've got a lot at stake. And that when you look at every team right now, every team has a lot at stake. So every game, teams are giving it their best. And we have to understand that. Like, we've got a lot at stake. And but at the same time, we got to know teams are going to come in here hungry, and we're going to see their best effort. So we have to make sure that they see our best effort. And we can't have any more of those, we won't even talk about it.
Well, there's a lot of...
We'll have our best effort, and we have to establish home ice presence, because, you know, we're getting closer to, you know, clinching home ice in the playoffs, and we have to make sure that we're playing well. You know, you can clinch it, but if you're not playing well at home, then why? So, yeah. And we've been so good on the road, you might just say, well, hey, what? But no way. We want to play at home. We want to give our fans the opportunity to experience playoff hockey at home.
You know, and they have double motivation. Of course, they weren't allowed to be in the playoffs last year when they would have been.
Correct.
And this year, now they're, they're the second-to-last team. So right now they're outside looking in. 2 points only behind Anchorage, though.
Well, that's it. So they're right there. So, and Anchorage plays Minnesota State this weekend. So they're probably saying, hey, you know, Minnesota State's, you know, going to help us. And they play each other at the end of the season, Anchorage and Fairbanks. So they want to stay within striking distance. And so we have to understand that. But we've got a lot at stake, too. You know, we have to have some pride in what we're playing for and where we want to go. And we're on a mission, and this happens to be another team, you know, just in our way, that we have to make sure that we play to our standard of play. We have to have a good week of practice. We have to come every day, whether we're on the ice for an hour, 3 hours, half hour, whatever it might be. We have to come with that intensity and make sure we improve our practice habits and get better every day so we're ready to go on Friday.
The team pretty healthy too, Coach. You said just banged up a little bit after the games on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, no, everybody should be available for us this weekend, barring anything happening to the guys who are home skating. But, this is probably as healthy as we've been all year here, this little stretch. So we're looking forward to that. It's a tough decision on the coaches, especially when you plug in a guy like Max Vallis. He comes into the lineup. He gets an opportunity because of some injuries, and he's taken full advantage of his chance. And what's he, 5-6 goals now for us?
Yep.
Which is incredible. So, and we've had guys play all year, you know, with not that many. So Max has done a real good job and, has earned a spot on the team, has earned his way into the lineup. So good for him. But everybody's pushing each other, and that's what we're encouraging right now, is to continue to battle, to fight, to push each other to make us a better overall team.
So, again, remember a reminder that this weekend's promotion, nice weekend for senior ticket, season ticket holders. It is appreciation night for them on Friday night. They get a free general admission hockey ticket for the Northern Michigan game. That'll be picked up this Friday. So make sure you go to the Central Ticket Office if you're a season ticket holder and get that. Plus, you get a free box of popcorn. And that coupon must also be picked up when you go to the Central Ticket Office. And University Images is going to honor 25% off any purchase during the game on Friday night for season ticket holders. Plus, they're going to have a Husky Food Access Network donation. And this is Friday night. Bring a non-perishable food item and get entered into a drawing for a $50 University Images gift card. So pretty cool there. And then again, Saturday night, the $5 Chuck-a-Puck for a chance to win two round airline tickets from airport here to Chicago, which is pretty cool. And also bring a non-perishable food item on Saturday night, too, for another chance at a $50 gift certificate. So a lot of great things going on for the weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, there really are. And there's some great opportunities for fans, and not only to come to the games and participate in some of the promotions, but also the non-perishable and help other people out. And I think that's tremendous. And that's what it's all about also, Dirk, is giving back. And, we enjoy, having the opportunity to do that. And I ask our fans to come on in and come to the games and bring those non-perishable food items to help other people out. And because there's obviously people in need of that, and a lot of us are very fortunate. So.
All right. Well, we're out of time, Coach. We'd love it. Really quick, a week from Sunday, the Blue Lions Club is hosting the Senior Appreciation Brunch at the Continental Fire Company. We'll tell you more about that next week, but 11:30 in the morning on Sunday, a week from this Sunday after the regular season is over with. Thanks for all the questions. Huskies, with some help, could get home ice locked up this weekend. They would need some help, but good luck, Coach, and we can't wait for the games.
Okay, I can't either, Dirk. Thanks very much.
That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Broadcasting from WK.